Welcome back. We're up to Perek Zion Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 7, Mishnah 4. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad, einan reshayan lechalek. When you have three individuals who eat together, so they're not allowed to separate. They have to make a zimun together. V'chein arba, v'chein chamisha. The same is true if you have four or five people, meaning every single one of them develops an obligation to be mezamein, to have a zimun in their benching, and they can't separate. So if you have three men, then any of them who separate, they mess up the other guy's opportunity. But if you have four or five, then the three can stay together, and the fourth or the fifth guy, they can walk away, but they'll be messing up their own obligation, because they have an obligation to be mezamin as well. Shish in a chalakin, but six people can separate, because you could have three and three, arasara, until you get to the number 10. Vasara in a chalakin, but once he gets to the number 10, those men can't separate, achi hiyu esrim, until there are 20 men. That was Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hei, shtei when you have two groups of people who are eating in the same house. So this is always the question when you have like in yeshiva or whatever, wherever you might be, and you have multiple tables of people, can you be metzarif into one giant zimun, or do you have to make separate zimuns? So says the Mishnah that if you have two groups of people who are eating in the same house together, as long as some people from this group see some people from that group, then you hare elu metzarif in the zimun, then you can make a zimun all together. But if not, if you can't see each other, then each group should just make their own zimun. And finally, concludes the parak in mevarchen ha'yayin ad she'itin l'socho mayim divrei Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, so back in the day, the wine was so strong that they always had to dilute it. It was like disgusting. You couldn't drink it. It was too thick, too concentrated before they would dilute it with some water. So says Rabbi Eliezer, you don't make a bracha of hagafen on wine until you dilute it with some water. Seemingly, you would make a shahakol still, but not a hagafen. And then but the Chachamim say no, mevarchin. At the end of the day, you still could make the bracha of hagafen even on undiluted wine, because it still is wine, and I guess some people do drink it, so therefore it's okay. But anyways, that brings us to the end of Perek Zion, the 7th chapter. Next time we'll continue with Perek 8. Everyone should have a beautiful day.